afternoon, good night, good day, wherever you are. This is Unleashed Unapologetically with your coach, Nadej. And with me this evening, I have Matthew Saparito, who is the CEO and founder of Apex U Coaching. He's the expert communication strategist. And how we know that? Well, with his 15 years as a first responder and an additional 8 years in law enforcement, he is best qualified to communicate and talk to us about building communication and knowing how to talk to others as well. Why not having him this evening? Because when we are working on our personal development, when we are working on building confidence, the thing that we want the most is to know how to approach others, is to have effective communication. And he's going to tell us all about that this evening. So welcome, Matthew. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us, with your experiences, it got you into becoming the coach that you are today. So how did you shift from law enforcement to coaching?
I've kind of absorbed it a bit. It's like one of those things, you know, you start doing something and then you realize you have a knack for it, and you kind of build on it, and then you're, you know, you want to make more of an impact and do that to a grander audience. And so that's where I was like, you know, a lot of law enforcement guys, they either cut lawns, they build, you know, they do construction, or they work security on a side job. And I'm like, there's got to be a different way that I can take all this, you know, invested experience, time, education, and apply it in a positive manner, like elsewhere. That's a little more profitable than some hourly wage or an extremely overhead heavy profession.
Well, thank you for letting us know and sharing with us. And of course, we are talking about communication. I'm a personal development and confidence coach, and a lot of the talk is all around building confidence, especially when building leadership as well. And we know when many people are coming in this age that we are in, we have the old ways of doing things to the new ways that people are doing things. Many things have changed, right? So we need to know how to approach others when we are communicating, and some people are lacking into that. So for you to become the strategist, the expert into that, so guide us into the push that you get people to, how you get them excited to, you know, find ways to communicate effectively.
So that's actually, it's a great question, because everybody, when you're communicating with somebody else, right, when you're talking to somebody, whether I'm doing it on the job, or I'm doing it through coaching, or I'm doing it just through everyday conversation, or even like we're doing now, you have to know your audience, right? So that's like the number one thing. Your confidence goes through the roof when you start like picking up on the other person's energy, their vibe, right? And so in your mindset has to be top priority number one. You got to be in the right mindset. If you're not in the right mindset, then you're not going to want to effectively communicate. Think of it as if you were to do like stand-up comedy. If you're not confident enough to stand up in front of a room of people and imagine all of them in their underwear, then you're probably going to be really nervous, and you're not going to want to, you might stutter, you might you know, you have some of that going on. So to get people to really like be excited about more effective communication is like, you have to provide them some sort of tactic. And the way you do that is you have to simplify the process, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember when I was way back when I was like, you know, I was a rookie, and you know, you had your first ever like agitated person that you had to deal with. And it's just like, oh, whoa, like this is super overwhelming. And they're like, listen, you got to do it. Like, you don't have a choice. You're the guy, you got it. You got to do it. So then you start finding really, really creative ways to start diffusing, and you know, to talk people down. And we deal with everybody from, you know, somebody changed the locks in my apartment to, you know, the worst of the worst that you see on the news. So it's my professional opinion that I think anybody who works in law enforcement, we are the best communicators, because we have to talk to absolutely every walk of life on this planet. And so by doing so, you're exposed to a lot of audience, and you learn different tactics, different strategies. You know, communication isn't just, you know, the words that are coming out of my mouth and entering your ears, or and then vice versa. It's a lot about body language, reading, you know, facial expressions. That's why, like, when people, especially when there's like, for instance, like if you run a service-based business, everybody went virtual in 2020. sending messages and the social media marketing and stuff like that, I try to do as very little long-winded posts, and I try to engage as much as I can. And I provide a picture, and I do as much work. Now I know that I can't do it completely how I want it. If I could, I'd send everybody video messages. I'd FaceTime everybody. I send voice messages in my personal DMs because it adds personality to it. It adds personal touch to it. That's how you build a relationship. You do the same thing when you're talking to somebody. So whether you're selling somebody on something, or you're trying to, you know, promote your business, or let's say you're a motivational speaker, like, it's easy to listen, especially on a podcast, but it's hard to actually absorb everything that everyone's talking about. Tonality, again, facial expressions, the micro expressions, the body language. Now in law enforcement, we use it in like a totally different aspect, right? It's like, we're looking for like the really gross, like negative, the body language and the tone in their voice and stuff like that. And so we transition that a little bit to what, you know, let's say a coaching or service-based business, even a product-based business, if you're dealing with customers. And then you start realizing like the upbeat stuff, and you start realizing, okay, this is what's going on. And then you start finding out that sales actually isn't so hard. You just gotta have to know your audience, and you have to ask the right questions and realize that, hey, I'm talking to somebody, you know, this is, I've dealt with this type of person before. Like, we're not even gonna classify them as like, alphas or betas or anything like that. Just put A, B, C, D, E. I'm dealing with this category of type of person. I know that I can use these tools and tricks to, to actually engage in a meaningful conversation.
Well, thank you for going in deeper into that, just so people can understand what exactly it is. Because, and I love that, you talked about all these aspects that we need to know. Because again, if we don't know the people that we are going to talk to, then just recently I was having that conversation about the stage fright, right? You get into that place where you don't know if you should move forward or stay, at the place where you are, because you don't know the people that you're engaging with. And it's very important that, especially nowadays, after we have dealt with COVID-19, 2020 have kept us home for a whole year and more than that, that everybody start, wondering, okay, if I'm gonna talk to people, is it, how am I gonna communicate? How my voice is going to be heard? And all these are questions that people do ask themselves and ask others around them as well. So hearing you talking about knowing the right way to communicate, knowing how to read through the voice of the person or the body language of the person, it is so important. Because one of the things that we learn, well, I know I've learned in coaching, is that we have to be listeners, but it does not mean we are simply listening. It's also allowing us to read through everybody's movement, what they do, if they use their hands all the time, or they just stand and with their fingers crossed and just talking. So we need to know all that. And that's where you come in, because a lot of people are dealing with actually knowing how to read through body language and understand, facial expression and all that. Even the deep voice, when people are anxious, sometimes their voice go high, or sometimes it goes very, very, very low. So you come in. So what are the practices that you do with your clients when you are working with them to help them really hone into their personality and their postures as well?
Yeah. So, I'm going through a little bit of rebranding, but when I first started out, the name of my program was called Get Your Shit Together. All right. I'm from New Jersey. We shoot from the hip. We're no BS, it's very cutthroat, and it needs to be that way, because quite frankly, nobody wants to sugarcoat it. Nobody wants to sugarcoat it. I just see everything out. Like, and that's what, I'm like, oh, I'm just go out. And that's the whole thing. When you're communicating with somebody, a really good communicator, if I get this all the time, especially in my law enforcement profession, like, the minute you're fake, I know it. The minute you are disingenuous, I know it. The minute you are lying, I know it. Like, it's very, very easy. And that's like very hard, and it's a shame, because, I had to learn how to twist some of the, like for instance, like questioning, right? You would ask questions. As coaches, we do that, right? So the number one skill you want as a coach, right? And so I've, I've taught this to other coaches as well, is you need to be an active listener. There are so many people out there right now that they're like, coaching is profitable, I can do this, I'm a good person, yeah, yada, yada, yada. So besides picking a niche, besides finding your ideal client, right, you need to be a good coach. And the best way that you can become a good coach, and I'm not saying I don't want people to not coach, I just want people to be really good coaches, good, or really, yes, good health administrators, or whatever your business is, whatever your job title is. I've worked with other cops. I want you to be a really good cop. I train new cops. Like, I want them to be really good communicators, because it is rock star when you turn around and that's how you get deep. That's how you ask the really, really good questions. Because if I'm, yes, sitting here and I'm listening, then I'm paying attention to the details, right? So the extracurricular stuff, like, you know, if the simple pursing of the lips, like that's huge. Like, you do something like that, it's like you ask a question and then you're, you know, I know there's stuff out there, they talk about like eyes and you know, with the direction of eye movement, and they'll show, like, you know, nothing scientifically proven. It's nothing is absolutely surefire. You have to kind of puzzle piece it together. So if I ask a question to, like, let's say one of my clients, and I get one of those, and they cup that top lip, and they kind of look up, they're thinking hard about it. They really want to know, like, I don't know. Usually if you get a look around, that is like, to me, a sign of like, you're looking for an answer, meaning like, you don't know. Right. So you're like, you know, I get that all the time. Like, we call it the look back, right? Hey, is there anything illegal in that vehicle? No. And they looked right at it. No, so like, the subconscious mind does things with the rest of your body, right? It's mind, voice, and body. Those are the three things. And so, but for my clients, we work on active listening. Like, that is the most important thing, you know, and a lot of times we end up diving into their own personal relationships. This always comes up, because once they realize that some of this stuff is working for their business, right, with themselves, you know, whether they're maybe they're a public speaker, maybe they run a team and they have to speak in front of, like, you know, whether it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, 100 people. We work on those soft skills, right? Because communication is just a big blanket umbrella that we throw, yes, and then everything else comes underneath, right? So if I've worked with, you know, people trying to do an interview, or people trying to do a presentation for college, like, that's okay. It's all communication and mindset. And so active listening is really good. I always tell people, ask questions. You know, some of the best advice I ever got, especially when I was trying to go through and get on the job, was at the end of your interview, ask questions.
Yes.
Do you have any other questions for me? Yes, I have questions for you. Ask questions back. It shows engagement. It shows that you're listening. It shows that you did your homework and you did your research. Mm-hmm. Right. So when I tell, if I'm dealing with a client and they're a coach, or, you know, or they're, whether you're a fitness coach or, you know, whatever type of coaching you do, right? You're dealing with somebody else, human interaction. Listen and then ask a good question, right? And sometimes the best questions are the simplest ones. Like, it drives me nuts when people try to overcomplicate an issue or beat around a bush. Like, if you have to ask a hard question, like, ask a hard question. You know what I mean? Like, what was one of the questions I had? I had to ask one time. He's like, one of my clients, I'm frustrated because, you know, we talk, he's talking about in a relationship. He's now we're into his relationship. We're talking this and that and blah, blah, blah. You know, we talk and we hang out and this and that. We go out to dinner and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and he kept like stuttering and getting around it. And I'm listening and I'm like, I hear his words, but I know there's something else he wants to say. He's just not saying it. So I just turn around and stop. And I'm like, do you want to know how you can get laid more? And he's just like, that side it for me. Yes. Okay, perfect. We can move on from there. So like, that's the biggest thing. Once you become a very good and effective communicator, you will start seeing progress in your clients. You will start seeing progress in your connections and your relationship building with anybody from your significant other all the way down to high ticket, precious, you know, customers or clients or team members, you know, especially with team builders. And it's really important, because when you're a really good communicator, you become a really effective leader. And and I love this book by George Thompson. It's called Verbal Judo. He's taught law enforcement for 47 years. The guy's amazing. He always says, in order for verbal judo to work, you have to have empathy. So you have to understand where people are coming from. And then you get real creative on the stuff that you talk about and do and ask.
I love that. And I love that you touched the part of the leadership as well. We're going to get there. But everything that you explain is so, I mean, for those of you who are listening, I'm hoping that you are taking those tips. Like I've always said to all of you, when you are here and you are listening in the audience, you are given the opportunity to take notes from our experts who are coming in and bringing us those tips that you need on your daily lives. It's about lifestyle. It's about developing who you are and being better at who you want to become as well. So therefore, why not work on those skill sets that you need to acquire that's going to help you every day, whether it is in a business that you have or in your own home? That's why we call it personal development for a reason, because you start in you and then you go into the professional part, which is working in your business, working with others as well. So when you are communicating, you are expressing, you know, those thoughts that you have, that you gathered, that are 60,000 of them that are gathered on an everyday basis, hours within the hours, right? And you have all these thoughts in there. So now you are given the opportunity to put them out there in words, because once they are in your head, they are still your thoughts. But once you lay them out there, they become verbal. They are words that are you expressing. So you are giving that opportunity to strategize around the way you communicate, because communication is not always verbal. Communication is also gestural. It's also the way you present yourself. So that's what we are talking about this evening. And Matthew is best to really help us understand those ways around how we show up, whether we are showing up. And you use that, the analogies of, you know, coming in and having conversation, engaging with people, especially nowadays where we have, you know, technology that is widely there for us to use. So why not use it in our advantage and actually talk to people, send a voice message? And when I discovered the voice message on Messenger, that was, you know, excellent. And even on Instagram, where you could just go ahead and send the voice, because people are quickly to respond back with that voice, that message you sent, than if it is a text, because they have been given, you know, receiving so many texts, and a lot of them are just salesy. So after a while, when they hear your voice and they hear that you are actually empathizing by asking them, hey, how are you? It's been a while that we haven't talked. That brings the person to want to make move and wants to engage and do other things as well. So I'm loving this conversation, because it's really, as you can see, I'm all excited to be, you know, and you can hear it through my voice, because right.
You're really communicating. That's what you do. We're vibing. This is how I know I'm doing a good job interviewing, because you're enjoying it. See, now you know, and then it makes it easier on me. I'm a little more confident. It's always a work in progress, and every single time. Yep.
Exactly. And for those of you in the audience, you get to see where you move as well, because building confidence is not only in one aspect, it is in everything that we do. And when you are able to show up and be comfortable, you are already building confidence. When you are able to have eye contact with somebody, that's you having that confidence to actually continue into the engagement that you are bringing in. We were going to bring into the leadership aspect of it, because of course you do deal with many other people, well, many different sectors where you have to train them and, you know, get them to move from point A to point B. So when you work with a big crowd, with a big amount of people, to get them to understand that they need to be energized, they need to pump up just so they can get into the jits of conversing, you know, having engagement, communicating effectively, because it's always about effective communication. How do you get them to start?
So the trick to being an effective leader, right? Like a motivating leader. Like I had a great boss. You know, I had one of the bosses I had was amazing. And you know what? His simple presence was just fantastic, right? So your energy that when you walk in the room, the presence that you have, you know, it's everything. You know, Henrik Lundqvist was a goalie for the New York Rangers, and he used to always say, "There's no such thing as business casual." So even at business casual, he would come in suits. Ever since he said that to me seven years ago. Ever since then, every business casual, I show up suit. So we do suit. Yeah, you have to own yourself, right? So that's where mindset comes into play. And this is why communication is very important, especially when it comes to, this is why I got into communication, right? Because in communication, you have to be empathetic, right? So effective communication, you need empathy to do that, right? In order to have empathy, you need to be self-aware. We're starting to knock down some pillars on emotional intelligence, right? So that's where we start getting into the nooks and crannies of, you know, if let's say if you worked with me, that's my approach. We start working on the emotion, improving your emotional intelligence, right? Because that's going to decrease that work, that workspace stress. It's going to increase that productivity. Your profitability eventually will be a result of that, because if you're going up, there's nowhere to go up. You can't be like super on the moon and then just absolutely tank. It's not going to happen. So what we focus on is, you know, to be a good leader, you have to radiate good energy. And again, active listening. I cannot stress that enough. Active listening is perfect, because when you're not talking, and listen, I'm from New Jersey. I'm an Italian boy from New Jersey. I've got the gift of gab. I can talk for days. This is where this whole thing started, right? But I didn't start becoming a better communicator, even though I could talk forever about whatever subject you want to talk about, movies, comic books. I'm a nerd, whatever you want to talk about, sports. I could do it for hours on end, no problem. My whole family. But I became a better communicator when I actually started shutting up and listening. Right. So listening is the key. And then when you listen, and inclusion, right? So we're listening, we're being empathetic, we're putting ourselves in the other shoes, right? Now, if you're a boss, you're a leader, you're a team builder, you're a team leader, you run a company, you're the CEO, you have to, again, know your audience, right? Know your audience, be empathetic, listen to people, right? Find your ears. And then they do the whole Bad Boys 2 thing, woosah, right? It's not woosah, it's not a stress reliever. It's find your ears. Remember these things? They're there. Use them. Use them effectively. Use this and use this to use this. And that's how that works. And you have to do that. And when you're sitting around, and like one of the best things that I would do with guys, being a more senior guy, is I give them the option, especially new guys. What do you want to do? What do you think about this? How do you think this should read? Like, how do you think this should go down? Right. And sometimes I'm asking them a question to see if they know the answer. And if they don't, then that's, and especially when you're a boss, right? You ask a question to find out the answer. And if somebody doesn't know an answer, then you ask them, how would you come up with the solution? Which then invites the floor to be opened up. And then they're like, wow. Same thing if you run a bit, same thing, even if you're like in market, same thing if you're marketing your business. When you have a community and you start building community, you start building relationships, you want potential clients, warm leads, prospecting, right? When you start including them in your community, you trigger reciprocity, right? And then that's what they're gonna give back after that eventually, right? Because you're gonna continue to give value and value. And then they feel like they did something. You know, we did that with our union, our local union. We started a social media campaign, and in 28 days, I was able to raise 5,000% engagement, 5,000% visibility. So it's like, it's huge. People want to be part of that. With social media, everything's so dramatic. Look, I know everything that's going on with everything. So look, if the people want to eat, feed them. So your people, right? Your team, your employees, your clients, they want to be included. Include them. Super, super important. Anybody who's looking for good leadership material, Simon Sinek is phenomenal. He has a great book I've read a couple times, Leaders Eat Last. It's a very, very good book, very insightful. You know, like leading, you know, some people, there's two schools of thoughts of leading. There's some people think that you are born to lead, a natural born leader, and then some people say that everybody has the ability. I'm a little bit somewhere in the middle, and that's because I'm a pain in the ass and I like to be difficult and be devil's advocate and put the shoe on the other foot all the time. You know, I'm somewhere in the middle. I think there are people out there who are incredibly gifted leaders, like just naturally good, radiating leaders. These are your people who were team captains in sports in middle school and high school and travel league and club. And then you have, you know, your I call potential leaders, because you have people who have great qualities. They just need a little bit of tweaking, and then they're able to step up. And sometimes it doesn't happen like your natural born leader. Sometimes great leaders come along the way because they, you know, shut up and listen, and they watch, and they're watching, and they're watching, and they're seeing, and they see. And sometimes leaders are born because they had so many bad leaders, you know, throughout their life, as they're going through, you know, the journey of life. They have all these really shitty leaders that keep showing up in their life, and they're like, hey, I know how to be a great leader. I have to just do the opposite of what everybody else did. Yes. Right. And then they learn those tricks and they learn those feats. It's those good leaders that can go from good to great. You need work. Even if you're a natural born leader, you're a good leader. To be a great leader, it's a constant work. It's a perishable skill. It's a skill, not a gift. Hard work isn't a skill, but hard work goes into building skills. Being a leader is a skill. Effectively communicating is a skill. Being empathetic, that's a skill. You have to learn to do these things. Increasing your emotional intelligence will increase your overall intelligence. You know, I've seen plenty of people who have over 100 plus 100 IQs, and they are the weirdest, most awkward people in the world. Brilliant. But they are, like, you walk into a room like, hey man, how's it going? They don't know what to do. They don't even say hi, you know, like, and that's what's funny. I use that term all the time. Like, imagine you, like, think like those people are like the guy who wears the Argyle shirt and shows up to his first party and a girl says hi to him. He doesn't know what to do. He's so socially awkward, right? Because he's so enamored in his own brain. So you need a good, healthy balance of both, because then not only are you one of the smartest people in the room, but then you're also able to bag the hot girl that came to the party later on because you know how to talk to her, and you say, hey, can I get your number? Can I buy you a drink sometimes? Can I take you for coffee, right? Because you're not afraid to ask, and dude, effective communication is a wonderful weapon. it's a wonderful tool in that belt. Once you have it, it is great, because you start radiating with confidence and your echo is just tremendous. Like, your family recognizes, like, they're like, wow, there's something about you, you know. Especially, and I did it with my own father, you know. He grew up a old school Italian household in the Bronx in New York, and you know, there were so many old school ways of things, right? And time goes on and things change, and I learned different things than he learned when he was my age. And I've broken ground over the years with my dad, because we were able to build a better relationship and a bigger and stronger relationship simply because I approached communicating with him very, very differently than I've always done my entire life. And it's, as you're always going to have that resistance first, especially from people who come from, you know, an older generation. There's going to be a little bit of resistance. They do not like change. But I say keep pounding away, because eventually they start opening up. You have to make them realize, you have to disarm them, right? You have to disarm them from their questioning and their disbeliefs. And then that's when you can start working your way in. I almost said weaseling in, like it's like a sly thing, but like it kind of is, because you're purposefully putting their guard, like taking their guard
right off,
so that you can get in. Because, and by guard, I mean, like, they're going to be like this. They're going to want to have their hands up, right? They're fighting, they're defensive. They don't want anything. They're resistant, right? So our guard is not to like knock their guard down and like knock them out with awesome communication. Our job is to knock their guard
down. Slowly process it.
And then perform open heart surgery, because that's where we want to get. We want to get deep right in here. And then that's when they're like, you know, they got that tearjerker movie. They watch The Notebook four times in a row. They're like, my God, we have great connection, you know, and that's what you get out of it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really love what you, I mean, I don't know for all of you ladies and gents, but what Matthew is telling us this evening, they are great tips for you. And I'm saying it over and over, because it is what we need to inspire us. It is what we need in our leadership. And one of the things that I always say when I do teach and when I coach is that a great leader is the one who's going to help the next person become greater than them. So you know you always have to do that work. You know that you have to change your mindset. You know that you have to shift from the negative ways that you used to think into diving deeper into a positivity, where everything you do it for the greater good. Everything you do it because you want the value that you are giving to others to help others to actually get unstuck from where they are. And when you talked about the effective communication, that's what it is. It's you getting unstuck for yourself, and in order for you to be prepared to help others be unstuck as well. Because it's the chain when you work in leadership. It's the chain when you build a team together, because what you say, especially when you are building a team, is you want that team to feel comfortable around you. And one of the things I know, when I started in leadership, at first I thought it had to be, you know, one way out, because I grew up in Haiti. So I've always had been around that strict discipline, the structure, everything has to be this way, this way, rigid. And then came in an environment where all the environments that I have worked in, I've always been around supervisors who also have that mentality. And then let alone to be in a position where I'm leading, and I thought that's how it has to be. Until I realized that, I mean, in order to have great relationship with your team, you're gonna have to let go of certain behaviors.
Micromanagement is the worst. Let me tell you, in the closet micromanagers, self-awareness is so huge when it comes if I talk to a client or I talk to a team builder, or I'm having a discussion, if I'm doing a training or an in-service or a class, right? And I'm working with people, and you have to call them out on their bullshit, because they don't want to believe it. They're like, and they think that leadership is so linear. And that is such an old way of thinking, that there's this hierarchy and everybody, and you work for them. They don't work for you. You have to work for them. I literally just saw Simon Sinek put something on LinkedIn this morning. It was awesome. I read it. It says the genius doesn't put good people around him. You're not a genius if you put people around you. It's when you put good people around you that make you look like a genius. That's what that is. So you're that's basically saying you can't be just some self-proclaimed, genius, whatever situation thrusts you into a role of leadership, whether you're a CEO and you have to start hiring employees, you get a big promotion and now you're in charge of a team. You cannot micromanage. Oh, it makes my blood curdle. And it's so if I was doing this, if I was doing this task, how would you address it? Well, first I would ask, I'd be like, nope, that's not the answer. Okay, well then, I would do, nope, that's not the answer. No matter what, and guess what? If I'm doing a task and there are some changes that need to be made and I make some alterations to it, what are you going to do? And then he's like, well, first I'm gonna look at, nope, it's not the right answer. It's a trick question. No answer they provide, unless they tell me, I do nothing. That's the right answer. You do nothing. You're right. That's right. Be vulnerable. There is growth in vulnerability. I say it all the time. There's growth in vulnerability. If you just let them do that, it allows your team to show genius. And if they show genius, they make you look like a rock star. People are so worried when they get into a position of leadership that somebody's going to, someone's going to make them look bad. Their ass is on the line. Guess what? No one's getting fired. Everybody relax. And I had to do this with my interns. When I've hired some interns before, had them do some work for me and stuff like that. They were so nervous. I'm like, listen, look me in my virtual eyes through your camera. I get real close, just like this, and take a nice big deep breath and relax. Okay. I know I'm this big, loud, intimidating human being. I'm not. So relax. This is not make or break. I tell everybody too, and I always tell them too, they're always so worried about their letter of recommendation, right? They want that letter of recommendation, right? It's like I want the testimonial. They're like, oh, I just want to do a good job. You're gonna do a good job. I've vetted you already. We've come this far. I know you're gonna do a good job. Don't worry about the letter. Even if you suck and bomb this internship, I'm still gonna give it to you. Because if you're a good person, I'm gonna give it to you. Because I've already vetted that you're not a POS, and I can tell, because guess what? When I do my other job, I deal with the POS all the time. So I can tell the difference between a good-hearted human being, and our not so stellar members of society. So the micromanagement, it's gotta go.
It's needed. It's important, because as we grow, and I had to realize that, to get a team, then I have to let go of the old ways, the what I knew. Because when we get stuck in the what I knew, we don't go far. But when we go into, let's try, let's brainstorm, let's experiencing things together, let's discover things together, then that's when you start making moves. That's when you are growing together. And a lot of people in the, leadership aspect of their business, or whether they're working for somebody else's corporate, they don't know that, because they are still stuck in the mindset that that's how it has to be. We have to be strict, we have to be rigid, and then not really understand that you push away the people who are working with you, you push them far away, and you no longer have a team. So communication, and that's why I'm really enjoying that we had that conversation this evening, because when we are building confidence, we are building it in all aspects. And I'm repeating myself from what I said at the beginning, it's because we want to be great in developing our wealth. We want to be great in developing our health. We also want to be great in developing our relationship. And that's where, you know, my pillars of confidence that I talked about all the time comes in, because I talked about those four pillars, and you know that the relationship part is important in building that pillar. And you know that as you get there, you are going to be able to communicate with your team because you have a better relationship. They can talk to you and actually not fear coming in at your door, not fearing, you know, having a glass of water, you know, standing near you, because every time you're around, they're like, oh my goodness. And I know.
Oh yeah, they're like this.
What's that?
They're shaking tremendously. You're looking at them like, what's yes. wrong with this guy? He's like, bro, he's intimidated by you. Like, you're the head cheese. Like, yo, and then you know what's great? And then if you're the leader and that's what you experience, if you're a really good communicator, you're gonna make that guy, you're gonna turn that guy's gonna probably be one of your best employees. He's gonna be one of yep. your best people. Cause you wanna know why? Cause you're gonna build that little bit of relationship. You're gonna make him feel included. And cause he's nervous, cause he's starstruck by the head cheese, the big boss, right? And they know that you're maybe you're a really good, successful CEO, leader, whatever you do, whatever your position, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey man, what's going on? How you doing today? Right, simple like water cooler conversation. How you doing today? What have you been working on? Right, you're now showing interest in what they're doing. Okay, yeah, nice. Well, you know, I was thinking about maybe revamping some of our IT work. Like, what do you think? You know, how do you think that? You have any suggestions for how we might go about doing that? And yeah, do you have a minute? Absolutely, I got a minute. Right, and if you don't have a minute. I have a few minutes, maybe later on this week or maybe next week. Let's talk to, you know, Lucy, the secretary, whatever, shoot me an email. Let's set up a time and let's talk about it. You've just included this guy who was just incredibly nervous talking about you. And now he's going to love working for you. His productivity is going to go through the roof. The morale in not just his space, but his space around him. And it's like COVID. It spreads yes. incredibly, incredibly fast. That energy yes. echo. It's broken window theory. A rock hits your windshield when you're driving down the road. If you don't take care of it, it starts spidering out. That does the same thing. Being a good leader is taking one conversation at a time. And being a good active listener and being empathetic. Treat the janitor the same way you would treat the next client or the, you know, or anybody else. You treat the janitor all the way up. To the maids, to everybody, to yes. your CFO. Treat them all the same.
Yes.
Nobody gets special.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So ladies and gents, you heard what Matthew said. So I'm hoping that from the notes that you've taken this evening, you are able to go ahead and start, first of all, analyzing where you are. Look at yourself, you know, and say to yourself, okay, who am I? Am I that person? Am I a boss? Or am I that person who build relationship? Because there are bosses. You don't want to be a boss. No. You want to be that person who's going to be a leader and actually get others to be greater leader than you. So think about that. Think about how you communicate with others. Think about the relationship that you are going to build, and think about where you want to see yourself in the next 10 years from today because of the way you show up for yourself. So it's time to wrap up. Matthew, if anybody wants to connect with you, where can they find you?
I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me by my first and last name. You can also search Apex U Coaching. You'll find it on LinkedIn. I do have a Facebook group that's a private community. So if you find me on Facebook, Matt Sapp, you can send me a friend request and shoot me a message and let me know that you heard the podcast and I can get you that information over there. Or you can send me an email at apexucoaching@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, ladies and gents, I'm hoping that this evening was wonderful for you wherever you are, whether it is morning or afternoon. And of course, I want to remind you that this year we are launching our first annual Women Empowerment Conference It's all virtual. So go ahead, check on my website, www.uslayconfidence.com/fix, F-I-Fix, because we call it Fix the Tilted Crown for a reason. That's where we come in to help each other, support each other, grow within what we do. And actually, we'll have gifts for you as well, because we will be launching and featuring one of the skincare products that is gonna be out there in our community very soon. So on that, we want to say to you, thank you, good afternoon, good night, good day. Don't forget, again, check on Matthew, go to LinkedIn and check and communicate with him. Let him know that you want to start working on communicating effectively for your team and for yourself as well. And don't forget to get your ticket for the event. If you go to Eventbrite, write down Fix the Tilted Crown, or you could go to my website, www.uslayconfidence.com/FIXFIX. On that, we want to say good night, good afternoon, good day, wherever you are. Bye, everybody.